I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky. Kentucky will be the home of the Livestock Marketing Association's World Livestock Auctioneer Championship this Friday and Saturday. Lindsay Graper with the Livestock Marketing Association says the organization is pleased to be hosting their 2016 convention in Lexington, June 17th and 18th.
The LMA Annual Convention and World Livestock Auctioneer Championship moves around every year, and we're really excited to be right in the heart of horse racing country in Kentucky. So our annual convention will actually be in Lexington.
During the convention, the LMA will host their annual World Livestock Auctioneer Championship at Paris Stockyards.
Paris Stockyards is hosting the 53rd Annual World Livestock Auctioneer Championship, which is essentially the Super Bowl of livestock auctioneering. So we'll bring about 31 contestants into the state of Kentucky, and they'll compete for that title of the World Livestock Auctioneer Champion.
Graper says the first part of the contest is an interview competition.
So they've really got to prove their skill set as a spokesperson for the industry, and then their knowledge base, too, about what's going on in livestock marketing.
Graper says the second portion will allow the auctioneers to put their skills to work during a real livestock auction.
That will take place during an actual cattle sale. There will be real buyers in the seats. Will run cattle through the sale ring, and those auctioneers will have to sell 8 drafts of cattle.
We'll have more in a moment.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Graber adds there is one auctioneer from Kentucky that will be participating in this year's competition.
Jay Romine, he sells for Bluegrass Stockyards, so he'll be at the contest. And everyone else is really from across the country in Canada, as far west as California. And we've got some from up north, Wyoming, and then all the way down south too, in the southeast and in Alabama and some states like that. So they're really spread out from all over the country. They've all got really unique chance to them, and some of them you'll pick up a little bit of their accents and their style based on the part of the country where they're from.
Graber adds the public is welcome to come to the auction competition June 18th starting at 8:30 at Paris Stockyards to see the best of the best auctioneers in the world working to win the championship title. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.